from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl,
Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Johnny Avello. This man is
that's
now.
That's a name now.
Nah, it's a name.
That's
but
a name.
But listen to the title. Like, there's Johnny Avello, and that's a name, but listen to the title now. Director of Sports Operations at DraftKings. Sounds like somebody you might want to know. You
it's
know
impressive.
What I mean?
It sounds like one of those elite lounge singers. Coming up now on the bronze stage, the classic stylings of Johnny Avello.
Johnny, have you ever sung on stage before?
I don't think you want that to happen.
I think I do.
I definitely
yeah,
do.
I think I do. But
I'm a bad singer, guys. Just listen to my voice. It's groggy and it's got a. Yeah, it's just never. It's not made for singing. It's not made for anything, to be honest.
I tell you what, sitting down with an old fashioned on the rocks and listening to a gravelly voice on stage, I could do it. But anyway, let's talk about something else, Johnny. And thank you very much for coming on. Always appreciated, especially as the season gets going. I think this is where a lot of people's minds are right now. As we approach with the holdouts of Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams, how is that affecting 49ers odds?
Well, it's affecting their odds on game one. I think if those two were going to play, you're going to see the spread move up probably a point and a half, possibly two. We have it set, their future book odds, at 6-1. We have them set where if they do play, that's going to drop a little. And if they don't play, it's going to be raised up. So we're kind of like in the middle right now, waiting to hear the decision, just staying on top of it. And, you know, if the better wants to bet it at the price that it is and take a chance that they know what's going to happen, that's, you know, that's wide open for them to do so. So that's how we position ourselves sometimes. If we don't know, we just kind of stick it in the middle of a couple of numbers that we think it should be.
Are you more reluctant to change futures odds for season and division and Super Bowl and conference based on some of these micro holdouts?
More interested in game lines. You know, futures are a long season. Even with, you know, the full array of players, that doesn't mean you're going to win it. So more interested in game one than we are, you know, looking down the road 3-4 months from now. Because other players could get hurt and everything could change. And even if you're at you know, full capacity and your team is 100% healthy, that still doesn't mean you're going to win it. But game one is important because without those guys, I think those two guys you mentioned are big impact on this team.
Yeah, no, there's no question about that. Although, what's sort of the umbrella response from you if you hear people say, you know, Brandon Ayuk is replaceable? Like, if you did look at this as a season-long thing, how does it kind of affect the 49ers if he's just not a part of the season?
I don't think he is replaceable, to be honest with you. Yeah, you can have somebody fill in, and they could do a decent job, at the maybe even a good job. This is a great, great wide receiver. You need a guy like, it's not like this is Mahomes at the quarterback position, guys. You know, with the Chiefs, it seems like they get the job done with two players and a coach. And so as long as they have those two players and a coach, it seems like they can throw any piece in there and make it happen. That's not the case with the 49ers. We're looking at a quarterback who we're still trying to figure out if he's better than average or he's really good. And I'm not sure which one of those two it is yet.
And when you look at quarterbacks around the league, obviously Mahomes makes the biggest impact on a point spread if he's not playing. But where does Brock Purdy fall in that? If you get to the Monday game against the Jets and it comes out that Brock Purdy's not going to be able to go, what's the general point spread movement going to be for Brock Purdy missing a game?
I think Brock Purdy's worth about 3 or 4 points. I think Mahomes worth 10. A lot has to do with where the game is, who they're playing, and who the backup is. So let's look at the Chiefs. Really, without Mahomes, I don't think anybody's scared of them. So that point spread would tumble down. If they were a 10-point favorite at home and he didn't play, that thing would be close to a pick 'em, or maybe if Chiefs a small favorite, depending on who the opponent is. But, with Brock Purdy, I think it's a four number, 3 or 4. I think that's all it is.
Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operations, DraftKings, with us here on Withered and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Johnny, let's dive into some of those individuals a little bit further. You said Mahomes is worth 10. Who are some of the other quarterbacks that are the highest numbers in the league?
Josh Allen would be one. He's probably a 7-8. He's probably an 8. We got Baltimore's quarterback. He's probably a 7-8. Those guys are probably at the top of the list. It's funny when you take, an older quarterback and who's probably have high expectations, and he may be worth maybe 3 points, maybe 2. If you've got a good backup who. Let's look at the Raiders, for instance. The Raiders, maybe the drop-off between the one and the two starter might be only a couple of points, too. So it really depends on who the team is and the star. If the quarterback's the guy that makes it all happen, then he's worth so much more.
When you're looking at non-quarterback line movement, is Christian McCaffrey the most impactful offensive skill guy in terms of playing or not playing on a line move?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I would say yes, he's certainly one of the top guys. He certainly makes an impact on all the proposition bets. When we look at first touchdown score, anytime touchdown score, I would say he's probably bet more than anyone else. He's also a favorite to score a touchdown in a game. Sometimes he's a favorite to score the first touchdown in the game. So He's a rare commodity over a lot of other players in the league.
Johnny Avello, Director of Sports Operations, DraftKings. What about teams? Johnny, who's seeing the most action and where do the 49ers rank?
The Chiefs are seeing – this is unusual this year because the Chiefs always do see a lot of action, but they're seeing more than ever to start the season. There's a lot of believers out there that think they can win this thing 3 in a row. And maybe there's a Taylor Swift factor there. Maybe she has something to do with bringing, more noise, more attention to the Kansas City Chiefs. So we're seeing a pretty good pop on them all since we opened it up after the last Super Bowl. The Jets and there's high expectations for them from probably mostly Jet fans and a lot of Jet fans around the country. There's also Houston. I mean, they have all the pieces. Let's face it. The question is, can the quarterback C.J. Stroud in a sophomore season, and he performed like he did in the freshman season? So that's going to be the key to that team. But if you look at all the positions, they're all covered. They have all the bases covered. So that's a quality team that we had at 24-1 at one time. They're down to 16. And there's a lot of other teams. And then there's some teams that are getting just no attention whatsoever. Minnesota's one of those. Giants are, you know, there's not a lot of interest except maybe from Giants fans. Washington, no one cares about them. And others with some really long odds. Carolina.
Is there a team that you see out there that you're surprised hasn't garnered more action, like perhaps Chicago, a team that many people are high on? Is there another team out there that you would say is right now undervalued in the market?
Well, Chicago at 35-1 was a little bit higher, a little higher, and they are taking some money as of late. You know, going 4-0 in the preseason. They look pretty good in the preseason, and I think they're going to have a pretty good Chicago year. I mean, Chicago years haven't been good, and I think this one is capable of being 8, possibly 9 wins. I'm not sure they can get there all the way, not this first year for him at quarterback. But I think that they're capable of having a really good season. Now, their total wins have been bet over. We had them at 8.5 and went as high as 9. Now it's 9.5, so they're certainly getting some attention. So that's a team that's still sitting at 35. Do I think they believe they can win it all? No, I don't. I think the division's really tough. You got to get by Detroit, and you got to get by Green Bay, who was supposed to also have a quality year. So, there's some teams. I mean, if you want to get out, if you want to get past the first 8-10 teams, you're looking at teams that you're really, it's a crapshoot. You're saying, here's a team that's 50-60-1. I believe that I see something that others don't see, and they're going to have a good start and go 4-0 or 5-1 out the box, and they might win 10-11 games and get some real good value. And there's a lot of teams out there, but that all comes down to me, it's a guessing game. If you really believe that some of those outsiders can make that type of a move.
Johnny, it was a few weeks ago that Kyle Shanahan, and he was talking about his roster as a whole, but he referenced the fact that the 49ers are favored in every game, in all of the look-ahead lines. Wow. With all of the discord that's been going on, is that still true? And then what's the likelihood that something like that sticks throughout the entire season?
No, they probably won't be. I mean, sure, they are going into the season, but there's going to be something that happens during the season where the starting quarterback doesn't play, or there's an injury to a couple offensive linemen or defensive backs. So there's going to be a game where they don't have the full team, and they're going up against a team that we thought would maybe be 3-3 after 6 games, but they're 5-1 after 6 games, and they're at home in this spot. And the 49ers don't have the full roster. Those things are going to happen. So I wouldn't expect them to be the favorite in every game.
Johnny, great stuff. Director of Sports Operations at DraftKings, and they got a new promotion that's live in California that you can check out, the Pick 6, where you can get basically $50 in free credits for whatever you're doing. So check that out. And Johnny, thank you very much.
Hey, guys, good talking to you. Have a fine night.
Okay. From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.